I'm a songwriter by trade. I'm Luke Hawley. Here's what happened. I have all these songs, and I complain about not being able to play them out. My wife, who loves me very much, said, you have to stop complaining about this and just find some people to play with. She said, you know Ben, and you know Laramie, and they both play guitar, so ask them. And I hesitated for 3 years because they're also good friends of mine, and if you play with people one time and it goes terribly wrong, then you have to like see them the next day. It was going to be really awkward. I mean, that's the thing about living in a small town, but it went really well. But the first 15 minutes were not great, but after that, it was fantastic. So
15 minutes is generous. I think it was more like the first hour Ben Lappinga till maybe the very end when it started to feel like, oh wait, there could be some magic here. Because
here's what you have to know about Ben. Ben has higher standards than the rest of us. So where Ben says an hour and a half, the rest of us were like at 15 to 20 minutes, right?
You've got this elephant heart beating slow and sound. I've got all these broken parts, and I'm wondering if I can stick around for a while. For a while. For a while. For a while.
Yeah, well, I was going to add to what Luke said, Laramie DeVries. I run the Fruit of Plain up in Sioux Center, and school is coming back in, so I wanted to kind of have this back-to-school party. So that was a little bit of the impetus as well to sort of like, hey, guys, let's get something together. You know, so sort of Luke needed a band for his songs, and I needed a band, you know, so I could sell drinks to people, you know. So we all needed a band for one reason or another.
It was kind of, I mean, we joke about, like, the name of the band, before we settled on the Ruralists, we talked about the best available options, which is a terrible name, but that's sort of like what it was. It was like, here are the two guys I know that play guitar, and here's the only drummer that I know, and here's a guy that I think can play the bass. And so let's see what happens.
Me and my Humberhead wasn't too big a band. The sleep of the dead, when you quiet the clamor with your hands and your love and your love and your love and your
it's sort of like it snowballed pretty quickly. After our very first practice, I had a call that night from a friend of my brother's a musician, lives in New York City. I got a call from a buddy of his, like a junior high friend, who said, hey, do you know any bands in Northwest Iowa? And he had actually texted me a couple months before, and I said, I don't know, I'll check with Laramie. And then he like called me and said, did you think of any? And I said, well, actually, I have a band now. And it was like literally the next day, and he said, okay, because I need a band to play at this fundraiser for this nonprofit. It's a pig roast at a farm in Sac City. And I thought, like, okay. So, I mean, so then we had another show sort of like right away at a pig roast, which is about the most ruralist kind of show that you can have, probably.
I am coming back to you through the black. And achromatic hues to the color and the sound of you. I am coming back to you through the black.
You know, with the whole best available options thing, there was a sense, I think, of it moved super quickly on the one hand, but on the other hand, there was this huge, and there still is, this sort of huge resistance to it for different reasons for all of us, I think. I mean, career choices, you know, like you mentioned, we have families, many of us, and You know, like for me, I used to play in a band. That's what I did in Seattle, you know, and this was 10 years ago. And so I, you know, now I'm a professor and I do this, but you know, we're back at it in a way, that feels fresh and invigorating. But it's weird. And what are we doing? And, you know, so that sitting in tension with the sort of very quick, we had 7 gigs or something in like 4 practices or whatever it was, has just been, you just kind of, we always look at each other and sort of go, I don't know what we're doing. And, but we keep doing it and it's been fun and it's building momentum. And that's where we are.
It hasn't been a lot of work at this point too, right? When I was playing in bands when I was 20, like you just hustle and to get gigs and nobody wants to let you get gigs. And it, you know, Laramie owns a venue, so that's nice, right? We have a home court that we can play at kind of whenever we want. And these other things have just sort of dropped in our laps from the Pig Roast to being on K-Wit. I mean, that was, according to the interview, 7 weeks into our existence, which meant that we had probably played 6 shows and had 5 practices or something like that. And I think, I mean, that's really helpful because none of us have time for this. And there's just, that's part of that tension too. Like, it's really, I'm just like really enjoying it. It's fun to play. And I think when I was younger, it wasn't as fun. It felt like competition and it felt like you had to really like, I don't know, work at it. And this doesn't feel like working at it. And maybe it will at some point, and then maybe we'll just go back to doing our regular jobs or something. But, or maybe we'll buy a couple of RVs for all of our children. You know?
State fairs.
Oh, yes, state fairs. Yes.
You've got this elephant heart beating slow and sound. I've got all these broken parts and I'm wondering if I can stick around for a while.
I was reading about when Bruce Springsteen was making Born to Run at some point in my life, and he was being interviewed and he was talking about all these sounds that he had in his head and he couldn't figure out how to get them out into this record or whatever. And I sort of feel like the sounds that I have in my head are not as good as the sounds that come out when these guys play these songs, right? So whatever my imagination has, it doesn't make as good a noise as these guys.
Me and my humbird head wasn't too big a thing. We sleep, listen to the dead. When you quiet the clamor with your hands and your at this